Welcome to the Arts, in which we'll be looking at experimental vision in both music and architecture. First, we look at the Czech band known as Soil, and second, we will be looking at a new exhibition titled Futura Pragensis, where students of architecture foresee and propose how Prague might look in 200 years. We kick off with Love is Freaky by the Prague band.
It's really difficult to say what kind of music it is, but some journalists call it new jazz. It's a mix of different styles together. You can find there some psychedelic music, ambient. Some stuffs are close to hip-hop music. You can compare our music with some band in this republic.
Why are you called Soil?
Because in this electronic age, it's really important to stay in the ground. So it's the soil, and it's the material from which everything is growing up.
Zuzana Kropáčová is Soil's lead singer, who helped found the group in the spring of 2003. The idea behind it was to make music supported or built around electronic sounds and samplers. The group's five members now play Zuzana's original music, based on improvisation, at many festivals. Here she talks about Soul's audience.
I think that it's for older generation, because it's more complicated music. One label, they told me that our music is for intellectuals, so maybe they are intellectuals. They are curious about it. It's interesting for them, maybe. They can connect to you, to your heart. It's beautiful, I like it.
If I ask you to improvise right now...
Yes, I can, but there's music. There is really, really good singer. It's more easier to improvise when you don't have the melodic line. If you have only harmony, you can make your own melody. But if you have some melody there, it's really difficult to put there some another melody. You are influenced by this melody, and it's not from your mind.
How difficult is it to produce an album of not typical commercial music?
It's really, really difficult, because we don't play mainstream music, and if you don't play mainstream music, nobody wants to publish it, because everybody wants to make profit by your CD, and when you are not playing this kind of music, nobody will profit.
Soil were lucky to find a producer who not only likes but also is willing to produce their first album. They all hope that it is a sign of emerging changes in Czech music, which Zuzana describes as quite horrible.
It's old generation of the communism artists, and I don't understand why the people like, why normal people listen to this music. Maybe it's bad habit, I don't know. The music is terrible, and the harmony is crazy, and the singers are crazy too, and the lyrics are terrible. Everything is terrible.
Well, let's hope that with help of influential music styles pouring in from abroad, everything is going to change for better. Architecture of the Information Age, or Digital Renaissance. That is how students of architecture describe their projects, which are on display at the National Gallery's Veltržný palác until the middle of January. The exhibition titled Futura Pragensis puts together images of the Czech capital, forecasting how Prague will change over the next 200 years. For example, 50% of population will most probably live in cities. Tomáš Rousek was involved with the exhibition from the start and was proud to describe some of his as well as his colleagues' visions.
So this is a new vision of a tunnel under Vinohrady, under part of the historical city. And I think this is one of the most real visions that could be done in the next decades.
Have you approached anyone with this project?
For example, our main partner, Subterra Building Company, was interested in this building, and they use it like PF, greetings and for the calendar and so on, and they say that they are ready for the future.
The exhibition hopes to provoke and encourage new ideas using new shapes and materials. Imagination taken to its limits may catch you by surprise, but the longer you look at various interesting shapes rising from boring rectangular buildings so common for Czech cities, the more likely you are to wonder if there ever will be a brave soul to turn those ideas into reality. Tomáš Rousek's Red Eye Bridge, for example, connects the banks of Vltava River in an attractive way.
This lightweight bridge is a part of revitalization of Troja. I focused on the revitalization of Prague brownfield along the river. I was interested by part of the bank, which is old harbor nowadays, and I would like to rebuild it into a new center of Prague. After this, there is a plan of Prague-Venice in the neighborhood of Libeň.
How is it going to work? We had floods here in Prague in 2002. Yeah. How dangerous it is going to be?
Problems with this were caused by the low level of the building. I'm planning to make terrain adjustments that would make streets connected with bridges in the level of third floor.
I quite like the Vítězné náměstí.
I think that Vítězné náměstí is still unfinished compared with divisions from 30s. There were quite interesting concept based on a radial urbanistic plan. This part of the city is nowadays not for people, and this vision plans to build a biosphere which has indoor climate inside, and this would take big part of the square, pushing the cars in the level of second floor, and people can walk under it. The square will be kept for the people.
So basically you would build plenty of bridges coming from each direction for cars. And what is this glass ball in the middle?
This glass structure is something like a big greenhouse, which enables people to live their cultural life inside. This is one of the most megalomaniac invents on our exhibition. Don't panic. I think it will stay just in my computer.
Enthusiasm of the students organizing the exhibition is infinite. Their plans stretch across borders. They would like to present their ideas abroad to prove they are doing their best to leave behind communist architecture. Especially communism's most well-known, now decaying legacy, blocks of ugly, prefabricated flats. The arts